Patriots Rise, Securing Our Nation Against Biden's Border Crisis. In today's Pulse of Conservative Thought, we delve into the heart of America's sovereignty crisis under President Joe Biden's administration, as explored through the lenses of The Ingraham Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity. As the fabric of our nation is tested by policies endangering our communities and eroding the very essence of American security, these primetime shows stand as sentinels, illuminating the dire consequences of an unchecked border and the administration's failure to uphold its sacred duty. This newsletter is a clarion call to action for every patriot to reclaim the principles of safety, sovereignty, and security that define the United States. Securing Our Nation, A Discourse on Border Policy and National Security on The Ingraham Angle. In a riveting edition of The Ingraham Angle, host Laura Ingraham delved into a critical discussion surrounding American border policy and national security under President Joe Biden's administration. The show highlighted the tragic consequences of the Biden administration's border policies and called upon the conservative community to recognize the urgency of securing our nation's borders. The segment began on a somber note, recounting the heart-wrenching story of Lincoln Riley, an Augusta University nursing student whose life was brutally cut short. Jose Ibarra, accused of Riley's murder, and several other individuals involved in heinous crimes were underlined as products of Biden's catch-and-release border policy. Ibarra, a Venezuelan citizen, along with Renzo Mendoza Montes and several other undocumented individuals, exploited the lax border enforcement to unlawfully enter the United States and commit crimes that could have been prevented had the administration upheld stringent border security measures. Ingraham passionately argued that these incidents were not isolated tragedies, but rather a wake-up call to the devastating repercussions of prioritizing political interests over the safety and well-being of American citizens. She underscored how the administration's open border approach had not only turned a blind eye to criminal activities, but also endangered the lives of countless Americans by exposing them to potential threats and violent crimes. The dialogue ventured further into examining Biden's stance on border policy negotiations, criticizing the lack of sincere efforts to engage in bipartisan discussions to strengthen border security. Ingraham highlighted the contradiction between the administration's public claims of seeking a bipartisan solution and their actions that suggested otherwise. She emphasized that genuine attempts to protect the nation's borders were forsaken for political maneuvering and theatrical displays intended to mislead the public and retain voter support. The conversation took a deeply personal turn with the introduction of Tammy Nobles, a grieving mother who lost her daughter, Kayla Hamilton, to a heinous crime committed by an illegal alien affiliated with the MS-13 gang. Noble's poignant testimony shed light on the ongoing anguish experienced by families who have fallen victim to crimes that could have been averted with effective border control. Her powerful words underscored the chilling reality that current policies not only betray the nation's commitment to ensuring public safety, but also leave its citizens vulnerable to unprecedented threats. Throughout the segment, The Ingraham Angle dissected the broader implications of Biden's border policies, not just in terms of public safety, but also considering the geopolitical tensions and the perceived negligence towards the growing influence of hostile nations. The discussion brought to the forefront the urgent need for a policy overhaul that prioritizes the security and interests of American citizens above all. As the segment concluded, Ingraham reiterated the critical importance of reviving a border policy that guarantees the safety, sovereignty, and security of the United States. The conversation on The Ingraham Angle served as a rallying cry for conservatives and patriots to stand united in advocating for a border policy that staunchly defends the nation against any form of compromise that threatens its fundamental values and welfare. The discourse called for decisive action and unwavering commitment to securing our borders, safeguarding our communities, and preserving the sanctity of American life above political agendas. Border Nightmares and Biden Blunders, Unpacking America's Tumultuous Path. In the latest episode of Jesse Waters Primetime, the discussion pivoted sharply to what has become a contentious and polarizing issue under the Biden administration: the state of the United States' southern border. The narrative, as painted by recent events and testimonies, stands in stark contrast to the official assertions churned out by the current administration, claiming the border is secure. This claim is not just disputed, it's outright contradicted by a series of tragic events that highlight the dire consequences of policy failure. The story of Laken Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student whose life was abruptly and brutally cut short, epitomizes the human cost of these so-called compassionate policies. The suspect in her murder is Jose Antonio Labarra, an illegal immigrant with a history of criminal activity, who, despite assaulting a federal agent upon apprehension, was released into the country under the Biden administration's catch-and-release policy. This incident is not an anomaly, but a symptom of a broader crisis characterized by a revolving door of criminal activity, inadequate enforcement of existing laws, and sanctuary city policies that undermine federal immigration laws. The discourse then shifted to a discussion with Dr. Phil, exploring the deeper societal and psychological ramifications of the current border crisis and the prevailing culture of silence that stifles public discourse on the subject. The unwillingness of individuals to speak up, driven by fear of social ostracization and professional backlash, is alarming. It underscores a tyranny of silence that has enveloped critical issues affecting national security and public safety. This tyranny of silence extends beyond the border crisis. As highlighted during discussions on the broader implications of the Biden administration's handling of various national issues, including the economic downturn and its impact on everyday Americans, the conversation brings to light the administration's apparent prioritization of political optics over substantive policymaking and its impact on American lives. In the face of mounting challenges and crises, the call to action is clear. The silent majority can no longer afford to remain silent. There is an urgent need for concerted civic engagement, a recommitment to the principles of law and order, and a rejection of fringe ideologies that have permeated public policy. The path forward requires a collective effort to hold policymakers accountable, demand transparency, and champion policies that uphold the safety, prosperity, and sovereignty of the United States. As we navigate these tumultuous times, it's crucial to remember that the strength of American democracy lies in its ability to adapt, overcome, and emerge stronger from its trials. The issues at the border and beyond are not insurmountable, but require a renewed commitment to the foundational values that have guided this nation since its inception. In unity, conviction, and an unwavering commitment to justice and common decency lies the path to a brighter, more secure future for all Americans. The potent mix of politics and policy, Trump at the border, and Biden's border woes. In last night's riveting episode of Hannity on Fox News Channel, viewers were treated to a broad spectrum of discussions, ranging from alarming incidents at Donald Trump Jr.'s residence to a deep dive into the border crisis under President Joe Biden's administration. Pour yourself a cup of conservative brew as we sift through the robust flavors of yesterday's discourse. The episode kicked off with a concerning report about Donald Trump Jr.'s home in Florida, where a hazmat team was dispatched after an envelope containing an unknown white powder was sent to his residence. This incident underscores the tense political atmosphere and the lengths to which some will go to intimidate or harm political figures. The spotlight quickly shifted to the border crisis, a topic that dominated much of the night's conversation. Sean Hannity and his guests dissected President Biden's lackluster performance on border security and immigration policy. The discussion pinpointed how Biden's reversal of Trump-era policies has led to an unprecedented surge in illegal immigration, placing immense strain on cities across the country and leading to a myriad of social and economic problems. Viewers were presented with a stark contrast between Biden's open borders agenda and the security and order that characterized the Trump administration's approach. Hannity emphasized the detrimental effects of Biden's policies, not only on immigration numbers, but also on the broader fabric of American society, highlighting increases in crime and decreased community safety. The conversation also touched upon an upcoming visit by President Biden to the southern border, a move seen by many as too little too late. This visit is strategically timed to coincide with former President Trump's own border tour. Critics argue that Biden's planned visit is more about political optics than substantive policy change, especially in light of the administration's failure to acknowledge the crisis at our southern border for what it is. In a powerful moment, Hannity shared insights into the personal toll and broader societal impact of Biden's border policies. Stories of individuals affected by crimes committed by illegal immigrants were particularly poignant, highlighting the real human cost of a porous border. Trump's surge ahead of Biden in swing state polls underscores a growing disillusionment with Biden's America and a yearning for the security and prosperity once enjoyed. The episode closed with discussions around the legal woes of Donald Trump, touching upon his multiple indictments and the perceived political persecution by leftist prosecutors. Despite these challenges, Trump's popularity seems undeterred, particularly among minority voters who see in his battles a reflection of their own struggles against systemic bias. In summary, last night's Hannity peeled back the layers of the immigration crisis, revealing the deep-seated issues arising from Biden's policies. It underscored a nation yearning for the return of Trump's decisive leadership, especially on matters of national security and immigration. As we look ahead, one thing is clear. As the border goes, so goes the nation. This episode served not only as a critique of the current administration, but also as a potent reminder of the choices facing Americans in the upcoming elections. In these turbulent times, Hannity remains a beacon of conservative thought, challenging our leaders to uphold the principles on which our nation was built. As we navigate the current political and social landscape, it's discussions like these that will shape the future of our nation. Stay tuned and engaged, for the preservation of our country's security and prosperity depends on informed and active citizens. Until next time, keep championing the cause of conservatism and the undeniable importance of a strong, secure border. Closing note. Guardians of Liberty, as we close today's edition, let us remember that the fabric of our nation is woven with the threads of courage, conviction, and unwavering commitment to the principles that define us. The discussions from the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity not only spotlight the challenges we face, but also kindle the flame of conservative resolve. In the face of adversity, let us stand united, emboldened by the spirit of our forebearers, and steadfast in our mission to safeguard the American dream. Together, as guardians of liberty, we have the power to shape a future that reflects our deepest values and highest aspirations. Let this be our legacy, that in our time, we chose to rise, to rebuild, and to reignite the beacon of hope that is the United States of America.